morning. It's Monday, April 8th, and that means two things. First off, we talk a lot about lunar eclipses. We sometimes talk about solar eclipses, but we seldom talk about Bonnie Tyler's total eclipse of the heart. It's also time for the Lighting Industry News Brief, brought to you by Keystone Technology and the Linta, the architectural linear pendant that makes sense for everyone because it has multiple lengths, it has multiple connection types, multiple connection configurations. It also switches between power levels on a switch. It switches between color levels on a switch on the device. You can also switch it from uplight to downlight on the device. That's right. Keep it simple. Keep it sensible. Keep it straightforward because it's Keystone Tech and they make light easy. Into the news, the DOE L-Prize has entered its final phase. Phase 3 asks competitors that made it through Phase 1 and 2 to manufacture and install their devices. Grand prize is $10 million, split as many as four ways. Blue Harbor, a PE firm, has bought ConservaWatt. No details on that, because they don't have to tell me. NEMA has joined the Smart EPD Committee. This is a new group that will develop product category rules for luminaires. The draft version of LEED version 5 is now open for public comment. You have until the 20th of May to put those comments in. The IES progress report is looking for submissions. That deadline is the 3rd of May. The Rick Weidemeyer Guiding Light Award is seeking nominations. This is in partnership with the H Foundation. They are looking for companies or individuals in the lighting community who are consistent and enduring in supporting the foundation's mission of either funding basic science research or a cure for cancer. Get in if you can, if you meet any of those categories. IES membership is down. This is a third year in the trend. The IALD has announced bylaw changes, with new rules affecting how members can earn income outside of lighting design. Schneider Electric has named their Sustainability Impact Awards winners, with five winners across two categories named. GE has finalized the final phases of their final split. The company is now fully three different entities on various stock and tax authority records. Obviously, the lighting divisions got spun out years ago, but it's an end of an era. A 132-year run is over. Wolfspeed is celebrating a new manufacturing center with their silicon carbide facility opening in North Carolina. Acuity has announced their Q2 numbers, with earnings being at $338 per share. That beats estimates from the previous quarter, and their dividend has been set at a quarter a share. The U.S. Coast Guard has built a temporary channel into Baltimore Harbor, with several hundred tons of debris already having been cleared. Again, other harbors, other channels still struggling. ABB has planned a buyback of $1 billion worth of shares, with 700,000 actual shares gone back to the board. UPS has signed a contract to become the primary air carrier for the United States Postal Service. That'll go through in September. Previous to this, it was FedEx. Pathward is extending $15 million in credit to an unnamed LED vendor in Michigan. Hornung's LED lighting donates $15,000 to the Broad Street Market in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. New lighting and installation came in for free. BC Heart Hydro has partnered with the Light and Health Research Center. They are part of their new lighting energy partnership. Incentive Rebate 360 has partnered with Action Services Group. This is a new rebate deal going through. 150 cancer diagnoses has been traced to PCBs in one building at North Carolina University Raleigh campus, Poe Hall, specifically one building, and the lawsuit over what will be done about that is still pending. Lutron has been served $35 million in damages, jury finding for Gig Tech in a dispute over tech related to smart shades. The Associated Builders and Contractors have sued the federal government, claiming that federal construction contract mandates are an overreach. And SkyX Geeks, please, someone in the comments, tell me what this company's name is. They make smart tech. It's SKYX. They have secured 8 new patents in the US, China, and the EU, with 2 patents in India. And rep agency updates. Legrand has picked SLS for the NYC metro area, and Synergy has merged with the ELA. We have a webinar coming up from the EU Lending Forum. This is the first webinar from them. They are talking about the role of lighting in renovating Europe's buildings. We have 3 webinars coming up from PG&E talking about residential lighting and controls. They'll run from April through May. And Cap Candle, a teen summer camp for lighting design, will run at University Park, PA from July 8th through 12th. In Internet of Things news, UK drivers may face fines for smartwatch use while driving. The new distraction fee could be as high as £1,000 sterling per infraction. ASSA ABLOY has bought Messerschmitt Systems. Messerschmitt, I said Messerschmitt. I don't have an E rating on this show. This is a German firm specializing in in-room controls for hotels. JASCO has partnered with Johnson Developments, which means that in Texas, the community of Jubilee will all come standard with circadian lighting. And Rockwell is among the most ethical companies of 2024, a PR list that's been going on a while because Rockwell's been on it 16 times. In R&D news, the WSU will be researching lighting for classrooms with a grant from the ASID, aiming to improve lighting, specifically LED lighting, for the needs of the neurodiverse. And other specific use lamps, we have a case from Behavioral Neuroscience recommending red lights for research labs, specifically biology labs, because red lighting reduces the impact on rats that you might be testing on. And InTech is showing off new bioplastics with new housings and lenses being made from either ABS or glucose or a bit of both. Ain't that something? And news related to light at night, we are finding that Allen is killing millions of birds a year in Connecticut. We have a determination that low-income, previously or currently racialized neighborhoods in the U.S. South have more light pollution, and because of that, residents suffer worse health outcomes overall. ANSI's, a French group, has recommended limiting blue light exposure before bed and at night. The UK Gov will finally revisit headlighting for cars based on driver complaints. Cree Lighting has debuted new street lighting products for visual comfort. Emerson is offering new industrial LEDs that promise low light trespass. More brands are offering turtle-friendly tape LEDs, we're finding. And we have a new blood test for sleep deprivation. In LA County, there is a new special district for rural lighting. A reminder that LA County includes a state forest and a national park. The Utah governor has signed a Dark Sky Month proclamation. Simon County and Park City, Utah have set new lighting ordinances. Brisbane, California is working on lighting ordinance compliance. Truckee, California has launched a rebate program for responsible lighting at night. Marathon, Florida is amending lighting ordinances for trespass rules. Maine is limiting light pollution at a proposed lithium mine. South Carolina beaches are prepping for turtle nesting season. Same is true of Brevard County, Florida. Edison County, New Jersey is suing over billboard lighting. Toronto, Ontario is beginning a lights out campaign for bird safety. Nevada is going to offer commemorative dark sky related license plates. And GMU, a university, has canceled their plans to build a new cricket pitch over light complaints. In horticultural news, the Center for Horticultural Innovation is testing Solum gear, specifically with strawberries. NASA has partnered with the Space Lab to test growing plants, specifically edible plants, under LEDs on the moon. And Stolze has bought Elektravan Tuinbov. I'm saying that completely wrong, but what's important is that one Dutch company bought another Dutch company, and that could lead to something down the road. In recommended reading, all of these are on nailed.org. Other things are on nailed.org too, but the things you can read are a deep dive into CFL incandescent hybrid bulbs, the death of mid-price gear, we have a shift in cyber regulations, the impacts of Allen, biophilic design, four responsible outdoor fixtures, efficiency in SMEs, daylighting, and what you can do with transom windows to improve it, directional lighting, an understanding of energy poverty, the internet of greenwashing, the future of grow rooms, what to look for in a warehouse, a recap of the GLIF, a recap of the Hong Kong Smart Lighting Expo, Zoom lighting for your office, should you have it, what acoustic lighting should look like in schools, and what retail needs to do about IoT botnet threats. In local news, we have $1 million in damages reported from copper thefts in Kentucky. We have new calls for rebates in Massachusetts. We actually have new rebates in Northwest Missouri. We have new rebates from the AEP in Ohio. New rebates from the BWL in Michigan. We have new grants in Adrian, Michigan for older homes. We have 400 solar lights going up in Guam. We have new infrastructure funds in Atlanta and Philadelphia. Norwalk, California has secured funds for their transit infrastructure, which includes lights for bus stops. We have business grants for downtown St. Louis in Missouri. We have the California State U rolling out new benches that are solar powered. We have new projects in Mississippi schools, and Texas schools, specifically those around Dallas, are modernizing. In international news, the EU will begin energy audits in Moldova, and Tamlight has joined the British Council for Office's Sustainable Office Outreach Research Group. In People News, we have three new engineers at HWC. Jeff Kemper is now a regional sales manager at Satco. Takabumi Asahi is now the CEO of Christie. Jack Ritter is now in at ServiceWire as a sales rep. Zelcho Kozovanik is now the acting CFO at Signify. Nels Peterson is a VP at Blingle. Michael Gilbert is the president and CEO of Plasco Light. Yuta Yamanoi has been promoted to the managing director of Instrument Systems. Jason Seeger is the president and CEO of Border States. Ellen S. Rebney is now the senior VP of sales at Graybar. Omni Cable has shuffled their sales team around. Leah Trinakos is now the senior director at the Dallas Market Center. And you can also look at what you can do. That's weird. We have the best outfits for the eclipse today based on the Purkinje effect. We have what it means to build space mirrors. What you can actually build is a jelly jar fixture or a LoRa module that doesn't depend on radio. I've been Scott Wachter. I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for your attention. I want to thank you for leaving a review or telling a friend or perusing our sponsor or visiting nailed.org or any number of useful, helpful things. But until next time, enjoy your week and enjoy the music. Thank you.
You know, I got a... fix my hair in the mirror. I gotta fix my hair in the mirror. Yeah, I'm looking in the mirror again. What do I see? Too much of me. Yeah.